If you've ever been to Times Square in New York City, you've probably looked up in awe at the towering billboards. Today, the ads are mostly computer-generated, but starting in the 1880s, hand-painted billboards were popular as part of a wave of outdoor advertising for circuses and theaters. By the end of the century, it was a full-scale industry, one that has waned in the modern world. As Topher Forges reports, the art is making a comeback, thanks in part to social media.
Liam McWilliams is suspended on a rig against a four-story brick building in Lower Manhattan. He's about 40 feet above the street. The narrow rig sways and creaks when he moves around.
Yeah, the rig kind of has the same effect as like a boat. There's, I guess, like the sea legs.
McWilliams is here to hand paint a billboard for the international clothing company G-Star Raw. The large painted face of musician Pharrell, dressed in a camouflage jacket, stares down at him. Black, yellow, and red cans of paint line the floor of the rig. In fact, everything on the rig is covered in paint, including McWilliams. His black puffy jacket is covered in a rainbow of splotches. Brown, white, blue, and more. McWilliams works for a company called Colossal Media. He uses a thin brush to fill in the lettering on the wall. He says there's maybe one day of work left.
Into completion, so right now it's filling in the background, doing any highlights or touch-ups, finishing the letters, and then just making sure it's a nice, clean product.
Down on the street, Kevin Berbalak stares up at the billboard. He works nearby and takes breaks on a bench that faces the mural. He says he's been watching McWilliams and his partner paint throughout the week.
They got pretty far in 5 days, though. You don't see much, you know, hand paintings anymore, you know? Everything's done on the computer. So that should catch everybody's eye.
It also caught his camera's eye. Berbalak takes a photo and posts it on Facebook.
Coming along nice, I said.
Spreading hand-painted billboards online is the next step in the growth of a once nearly dead industry. Paul Lindahl is a co-founder of Colossal Media. He says that during their heyday, hand-painted billboards were the only way brands could reach people on the street on a large-scale level. But modern technology put an end to that.
There was, you know, large format printers introduced and big banners and LED screens. And the advantage to that is that you can pump out more work quicker and cheaper. And so you started to see a lot of that during the 80s.
And by the time Lindahl started Colossal in 2004, hand-painted billboards were scarce. And he says companies weren't interested in commissioning any.
The first 2 years, you know, was like a real uphill battle. There was a couple of people that took a chance on us, and everything that we did, we used to our advantage the next time we came to a table with a naysayer.
Lindahl says they went from brand to brand and agency to agency, slowly gaining clients. Today, the company paints about 450 pieces a year all across the country. Lindahl says there's so much demand, he has to turn down work.
Right now, we're doing as many paintings as we can and trying to get the crew like built up to be able to support all that stuff. But what we see for the future is getting our message and brand messaging out further with social media.
Colossal and its clients can plan to make videos or photos to share online, but its managing director, Kelly Pepper, says bystanders can spread a billboard in a way companies can't.
And they take a picture and they put it on their social media. And for a brand, that's like priceless. Like to have somebody talk about your brand, your advertisement, as a piece of artwork rather than this item that they can buy in the store. I can't think of a better like win-win for a brand.
For example, a 2015 Colossal campaign for the candy bar Snickers featured the face of Marsha Brady on the side of a building. Below her face was the hashtag What's Up With Marsha. Over 2 weeks, painters morphed Marsha's face into that of actor Danny Trejo. The completed project showed Trejo's face, the Snickers logo, and of course, the hashtag. That hashtag spread. When Colossal reviewed the project's reach, they found the hashtag had been viewed almost 7 million times just on Twitter alone. Angel Sami co-founded Overall Murals, also based in New York City. She says some campaigns are designed with social media as a main feature, like the one they recently worked on with Adidas that was like a mural scavenger hunt.
The murals could only be seen if you took a photo of it because it was done with a reflective paint that was activated by a flash. So they did a contest on Twitter where they called out three locations and gave hints where these three locations were.
So if you went and took some pictures of the walls, you got a free pair of shoes. Sammy says the response was quick. Back in Manhattan, Kevin Berbalak checks to see if anyone liked the photo he took of the mural.
One person so far. I only shared it 6 minutes ago and one person gave me a like.
Not quite viral, but it's a start. For Here and Now, I'm Topher Voorhees.